Hear me. And good morning to everyone. It's great to see all of the people who've come together today for this really important launch of the TAFE Community Alliance here in the Inner West. And I want to begin by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land we stand on and pay my respects to elders past and present. And can I also acknowledge and thank Vivi Germanis Koutsinatis, who is emceeing today's event, but has also been a long-term fighter for social justice and community services, particularly for the multicultural communities of this area and of New South Wales. And I just can't think how more poorly as a community we would be without the long-term efforts of Vivi. So thank you, Vivi. I also want to acknowledge our other speakers, my parliamentary colleague John Kay, and also, of course, Vivi Martin, Nicole Ryan and Eleanor from the Multi-Mix Mob and the American West Connect. It's great to have them here, and I know they'll talk about their own experiences with TAFE, which I think will really demonstrate why fighting to maintain a strong and well-funded TAFE is so important. I want to congratulate everyone who's been involved in today's launch. A few weeks ago, we had the statewide launch in at Parramatta, and now there's a series of launches that are happening across New South Wales, and I think that's so important because part of this campaign to protect and defend TAFE has to be to reach out to the whole New South Wales community. So I know many have been involved, but particularly want to acknowledge Rosanna because they've done a lot of behind-the-scenes work, as I understand, to make today happen. We're all here because we understand and support the vital role that TAFE plays, and we want to see it continue as both the preeminent provider of vocational education and training, but also as a provider of second chance education. And the New South Wales Labor opposition is firmly and strongly behind this campaign. We know the vital role that TAFE plays. We know the importance of TAFE as a builder of social, economic and also cultural capacity in our communities. And as the local member here for Marrickville, I've seen on so many occasions what a difference our local TAFE colleges, both at Petersham and Enmore, have made to our community. So TAFE is really worth fighting for, and we are going to have to fight. There's no doubt about that. I think that it is true to say that people in this room, people in the broader community, have probably been disappointed by governments of all persuasions in terms of their support for TAFE. I acknowledge that there's probably never enough that governments can do for TAFE. But I also think it's true to say that the fight we are facing at the moment is one of the most critical. I don't think I've ever seen such a concerted attack on TAFE from so many angles. We know last year that the coalition government in New South Wales announced $1.8 billion worth of cuts to TAFE, and that will see $1.8 billion worth of cuts to education, and that will see some 800 jobs, teaching and other jobs, going from TAFE. We're already starting to see the effect of that. We know that as part of those cuts, the government have also increased TAFE fees. They've made it much more expensive for people on social security benefits and other benefits to actually study at TAFE, and they've also completely cut funding for a range of TAFE fine arts courses. So we're seeing that happen at a state level. But at the same time, we're seeing the O'Farrell government roll out its smart and skilled reforms, and they'll really start to take effect from next year. But again, we're starting to see some of the impact of those reforms this year. And this is having a huge effect at TAFE institutes right across New South Wales. Now, people are rightly proud of TAFE in New South Wales, so they should be. We know that it trains our plumbers and our electricians and our hairdressers. It trains our artists and our designers. But it also provides educational opportunities for people who disengage from education and also people mid-career who want to make a change in their career or want to upgrade their skills. TAFE is all of this and more. And this is all being placed at risk by what the O'Farrell government are doing. And that's why this alliance is so important. I've heard many horror stories of the impact of these cuts, particularly at a local level, but also from across New South Wales. So there were the students across at the Randwick Institute, the Year 10 students who wanted to study an equivalent Year 10 certificate at TAFE, found out 2 days before the course was due to start that it was being pulled because of budget cuts. You've got teachers at TAFE institutes here in this electorate who are being taken off class and told that they need to reapply for their jobs. And I had a bunch of women who were studying optical training, again at Sydney Institute, who were told last year, halfway through their course, that their course would not continue this year unless they were prepared to do it online. Now, fortunately for those women, that course has actually been restored because they fought back and they got a bit of media coverage. But that's the sort of thing that's going on, and that's the sort of thing that we need to highlight through the TAFE Community Alliance. Because while people do feel very strongly about TAFE and people value it very much, the truth is that unless people are affected by these changes, unless they're a student at TAFE themselves or someone they know is studying at TAFE, some of them are occurring largely under the radar. And so that's why this alliance is so important. We have to show Barry O'Farrell and the coalition government that people are prepared to fight against these cuts. We have to hold them to account for what they're doing. There were many coalition members prior to the last election who signed the Invest in TAFE pledge. They were happy to stand there before the election, get their photo taken and say, yes, we support TAFE, we'll invest more funding in TAFE. But as soon as the election's over, they're doing precisely the opposite.